Chapter 9. It is my intention to be authentic and peaceful with all of my relatives. Somehow we allow the expectations and demands of our family members to be the source of so much unhappiness and stress when what we want is to be authentically ourselves and at peace with our relatives. The conflict seems too often to be a choice between being authentic, which means no peace with certain relatives, or having peace at the price of being inauthentic. Making the connection to the power of intention in regard to being around your relatives may sound like an oxymoron to you, but it isn't. Being peaceful and authentic can define your relationship with your relatives. First, though, you may have to assess your relationship with the closest relative of all, that is yourself. How others treat you, you'll discover, has a lot to do with how you treat yourself and thereby teach others to treat you. You get treated the way you teach others to treat you. You may be asking yourself how you can possibly be responsible for teaching people how to treat you. The answer is, in large part, your willingness to not only put up with listening to those familial pressures, some of which are long-term traditions running back countless generations, but also with allowing yourself to disconnect from your divine source and indulge in low-energy emotions such as humiliation and blame and despair, regret, anxiety, and even hatred. You, and only you, taught your kin to treat you through your willingness to accept critical comments from that well-meaning but often interfering and bothersome tribe. Your family relationships are in your mind. When you close your eyes, your family disappears. Where do they go? Nowhere, but doing this exercise helps you to recognize that your relatives exist as thoughts in your mind. If the focus of your inner dialogue about your family members is on what they're doing that's wrong, then that's precisely how your relationship with them will be experienced. If your inner speech centers on what's annoying about them, then that's what you'll notice. As much as you're inclined to blame them for your annoyance, it's yours, and it's coming from your thoughts. If you make a decision to put your inner attention, your life energy, on something quite different, your relationship will change. In your thoughts, where your family relationships exist, you'll no longer be annoyed, angry, hurt, or depressed. If in your mind you're thinking, my intention is to be authentic and peaceful with this relative, then that's what you'll experience, even if that relative continues to be exactly the way he or she has always been. Changing your mind is really changing your relationships. Being authentic and peaceful with your relatives is only a thought away. You can learn to change your thoughts by intending to create authentic and peaceful feelings within yourself. No one is capable of making you upset without your consent, and you've given your consent too frequently in the past. When you begin practicing the intention to be authentic and peaceful, you withdraw your consent to be in the lower energy. You connect to peace itself and decide to bring peace to your relatives, thereby immediately gaining the power to change the energy of family gatherings. Prior to my waking up to the power of intention, family visits were events that caused me consternation because of the attitudes and behavior of some of my wife's relatives. I'd prepare for a Sunday afternoon family visit by getting anxious and upset over what I anticipated to be a fretful, lousy experience, and I seldom disappointed myself. I'd focus my thoughts on what I didn't like, and I defined my relationship with my in-laws in this manner. Gradually, as I began to understand the power of intention and left my ego behind, I substituted kindness, receptivity, love, and even beauty for my former annoyed and angry assessments. Before family get-togethers, I'd remind myself that I'm what I choose to be in any and all circumstances, and I chose to be authentically peaceful and have a good time. In response to something that used to annoy me, I'd now say to my mother-in-law in a loving way, "I never thought of it that way. Tell me more." In response to what I previously considered to be an ignorant comment, I'd respond, "That's an interesting point of view. When did you first learn about this?" In other words, I was bringing my own intention to be in a state of peace to this encounter, and was refusing to judge them. The most amazing things began to happen. I started looking forward to having these family members at our home. I began to see them as much more enlightened than I'd previously thought. I actually enjoyed our times together, and every time something came up that I'd found annoying in the past, I'd overlook it and respond with love and kindness instead. At an earlier stage of my life, expressions of racial or religious prejudice were a stimulus for my anger and resentment. Now I'd quietly respond with a kind and gentle reminder of my own opinions and simply let the matter drop. Over the years, I found that not only did the racial and religious slurs diminish to zero, but I noticed that my in-laws were expressing tolerance and even love toward minorities, as well as those who practice religions different from their own. Although my primary intention was to stay in a state of peace, I discovered that by not joining in the low energies of my in-laws, not only was the entire family more peaceful, but many enjoyable and even enlightening conversations developed. I had as much to learn from my in-laws as I had to teach. Even when I disagreed vehemently with a judgment directed at me, if I remembered my intention to have a peaceful relationship with them, I was able to do just that. No longer did I think about what I disliked, or what was missing, or what always had been. I stayed focused on making these gatherings fun, loving, and most important to me, peaceful. Let's take a look at the steps you need to take in order to make the stated intention of this chapter and all succeeding ones a reality. Step 1. Identify your intention verbally and in writing, and develop a deep yearning for it. When you create a great longing for the experience of a peaceful family, everything will begin to happen to fulfill this yearning spontaneously and naturally. Rather than praying to a saint or God for a miracle, pray for the miracle of the inner awakening, which will never leave you. Step 2. Intend for all of your relatives what you intend for yourself. When anyone criticizes, judges, acts angry, expresses hatred, or finds fault with you, they're not at peace with themselves. Want this peace for them even more than you desire it for yourself. Let me say that again. Want this peace for them even more than you desire it for yourself. This doesn't require words or actions on your part. Simply picture the people in your family with whom you're not at peace and feel the peace you crave for them. Your inner speech will change, and you'll begin to experience the peaceful authenticity of both your beings. Step 3. Be the peace you're seeking from others. If peace is missing in your relationships with your family, it means that you have a place within you that's occupied by non-peace. Say a friendly hello to the non-peace and then let it go. You're sending a peaceful feeling to the non-peace feeling. The lower energies you're experiencing will be strengthened by your peaceful hi or hello and eventually vanish as the divine grows within you. The way to this peace is through any form of quiet and meditation that works for you. Even if it's only a 2-minute respite during which time you're silent, concentrate on the name of the divine or repeat the sound of ah as an inner mantra. Step 4. Match up with the 7 faces of intention. If you've forgotten what the universal mind of intention looks like, it's creative, kind, loving, beautiful, always expanding, endlessly abundant, and receptive to all of life. This kind of spiritual energy will be transformative, not only for you, but also for your relatives. Your intention to be in peaceful relationships is now taking form, first in your mind, then in your heart, and ultimately, it will materialize. Step 5. Review all of the obstacles that have been erected on your path to familial peace. Listen to any inner dialogue that focuses on your resentment of others' expectations for you. Remind yourself that when you think about what you resent, you act upon what you think about, while simultaneously attracting more of it to yourself. Examine your energy field for your tendency to react to lower energies with more of the same, and give your ego a reminder that you'll no longer opt to be offended or need to be right in these relationships. Step 6. Act as if. Begin the process of acting as if what you intend to manifest is already true. See everyone in your family in the love and light that is their true identity. When someone asked Baba Muktananda, a great saint in India, "Baba, what do you see when you look at me?" Baba said, "I see the light in you." And the person responded, "How can that be, Baba? I am an angry person. I am terrible. You must see all of that." Baba said, "No, I see the light." This story is told by Guru Mai in a wonderful book called Kindle My Heart. So see the light in those others and treat them as if that's all you see. Step 7. Detach from the outcome. As long as you remain connected to intention and radiate outward the high energy, you've achieved your peace. It's not your place or your purpose to make everyone else in your family think, feel, and believe as you do. The likelihood is great that you'll see dramatic changes in your relatives as you teach them with your own persona how you intend to be treated. But if they don't change, and if they continue their non-peaceful ways, let go of your need to see them transformed. By letting go, you guarantee your own peace, and you dramatically increase the odds of helping others to do the same. Step 8. Affirm, "I attract only peace into my life." Say it over and over again. "I attract only peace into my life." I say this silently to myself as an absolute truth with unbending intent on my part, and it works for me almost all the time. People respond to me with smiles, acknowledgments, friendly gestures, and kind greetings all day long. I also remind myself of the cogent observation from A Course in Miracles when I feel other than peaceful in any given moment with my family. They say in A Course in Miracles, I can choose peace rather than this. Step 9. Hold no grudges and practice forgiveness. The key to having peace in all of your family relationships is forgiveness. All of your relatives are simply doing what they've been taught to do over a lifetime, and the lifetimes of many of their ancestors. Shower them with understanding and forgiveness from your heart. And finally, step 10, as always, be in a state of gratitude. Rather than being in a state of non-peace concerning any family members, say a prayer of gratitude for their presence in your life and all that they have come to teach you. These are the 10 steps that you can practice each day as you work toward the absolute knowing that this intention will manifest for you. Remind yourself on a daily basis that you can never remedy a bad relationship by condemning it.